Hey, this is Randy Lee, and this is the Flippin' Genius Podcast. This is episode 3, officially. We are going to talk about goals today. It's a episode I'm excited about doing, and I guess part of it is because even on my Facebook page, I call myself a man with a clipboard, something like that. And it's true, I have a clipboard that I carry with me most of the time. I have a clipboard that I have all my goals on that I go over every morning. And that pertains to everything from this podcast to my flipping business to other businesses I'm involved in to exercise to all these things. And I practice what I preach, and that's what we're going to talk about today, setting realistic goals and going after them. I think that's such an important part of success, and I just posted something just a moment ago because I heard it on Kathy Heller's podcast. If you don't listen to Kathy, I highly recommend it. But it was something that somebody else said. They said failure is the way to genius, and I thought, boy, that is so true, because you know your failures get you to successes. You don't get lucky out of the chute and do everything right. Hopefully you do enough right that you're making money. And that's what this podcast is about, making money, flipping cars. And we're going to walk you through the different stages. But certainly the first one is setting goals and knowing where you want to go. And that's going to be different for everybody. But the thing that's the same is that you've got to have something concrete to shoot for and then a way to track them. We're going to talk about that some more when we come back. Hey, it's Randy Lee again. Like I said, talking about goals have been a big part of what I've done over the years in so many different avenues. I remember as a young athlete trying to get better at the sports I participated in. I set goals and I attacked those goals, but I found probably for the first time there that it was so important to have something concrete to shoot for. Later on, as a salesman, I remember the same type of thing. And then as a sales manager, and then as I moved into as an entrepreneur and starting my own businesses, always you had to have something in mind that you had to reach for. And it inspired you. It drove you. But it also guided you. And I think that's what we want to talk about. Over the years, everything I've done in business, in music, and even in my personal life, has really evolved around having those goals. And I think back on training that I've had at different times, both in corporate training and training that I've sought on my own. One thing that kept coming up is this term SMART goals. And remember, it doesn't have to be new. It just has to be true. I'm stealing that line too that I just heard recently. But it's so true. There's no sense in recreating the wheel. SMART goals stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. And this is the key. This is the key to success, I believe, in everything you do. You've got to have this set up. So goals are going to be different for all of us because we're all going to have a different direction we're taking our flipping business. I mean, you may want to buy and sell antique cars, or like a good friend of mine, you may be into buying and flipping the old square body trucks, because that's something you know about. And you know, if you know that market, you can make a bunch of money in. Or you may want to be just like me and buy and sell low-end vehicles, maximize the profits, and create transportation for people. That's pretty much what I do. There's all kinds of things. I've got another friend who buys and sells high-end pickup trucks. He knows that market. He has contacts. And he can move those things and do tremendously well at them. Now, I'm hoping to have some of these guys come on the show and talk a little bit about how they do that specifically. But the one thing that we're going to see that's universal is that they have goals for themselves on how, where they want to go and how they're going to get there. And we'll talk about that today, about how to set those goals and how to strive to reach those. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about that SMART theory. The first letter in that, I think it's called an acronym, S for specific. This is so key. So many people get involved in it, in things, and they don't have a specific idea of what they want to do. And we'll talk more about the different opportunities that are out there. And you may already have something in mind, which would be great. But we'll talk about other opportunities that you may not even know about. But just for our purposes here, what you want to do is identify your target. And you've got to keep in mind this SMART idea. We want a specific idea. So you can't, don't just say, I want to make a lot of money. I just want to make a lot of money. That's too vague. Or I just really want to get good at flipping. I mean, these are great goals long term. I mean, it's an admirable thing to want to make a lot of money and to want to get good at anything. But that's not measurable. And therefore, it's not necessarily achievable. And anyway, let's go back and look at what would be specific. For instance, if you were to say, I want to earn a net profit from flipping of $70,000 over the next 12 months. So now you've got a specific dollar amount, $70,000. And you've got a time-bound goal, so you've got 12 months to earn it. And it's measurable because, you know, $70,000 is easy. You need to measure it. It should be achievable. Now, we'll have to get into that further. And it's relevant because that's what you want to achieve. Another example would be, I'm going to buy, fix, and flip 25 vehicles in the next 6 months at an average of, let's say, $600 per vehicle. Now that's even more specific. You've identified how much you want to turn on each vehicle as an average. You know, you're saying I want to do 25 over the next 6 months, so you can break those 25 down and measure what you're going to have to do to get that. And we'll talk more about that measurement. It may or may not be achievable. That's something we'll have to look into. If 25 is just crazy too many for you, then that's not doable. But it probably is if you do it right. It's achievable. It's relevant because it's what you want to do, and we're talking about this business, so it's relevant. And it's time bound because you said 6 months. So those are a couple examples of the correct thinking when we talk about SMART planning and SMART goal setting. You're listening to the Flippin' Genius Podcast. This is your host, Randy Lee, and this is the podcast about how to buy and sell cars for money, flipping cars. And that's what it's about. That's what we're going to try to talk about. We're going to try to show you how to make money, show you how to turn your mistakes into victories, and recognize that every one of us has the potential to become a flipping genius. So, if you haven't already, please subscribe. Please share our podcast with your friends. Tell everybody about it. The more people that come listen to us, the more input we'll get, the better the podcast will be. Thanks so much for listening. Let's get back to today's topic, which is goals. Okay, all right. The next thing we need to look at is that M in SMART. That's measurable. we need to know how to measure the goal. So if our goal is $70,000, well, it's easy to measure $70,000. You just stack it up and, you know, count it. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something deeper than that. I mean, sure, it's a good idea to know what $70,000 looks like and break that amount into quarterly and monthly and maybe even weekly goals. But we need to identify the activities and the actions that will lead us to this accomplishment. For instance, if we want to net $70,000, just I'm going to that first goal I talked about earlier, in 12 months, and we want to do it, say, flipping cars that are between $3,500 and $5,000 each, that we sell them for that price. And we think that we ought to be able to average $1,400 net per car. $70,000 divided by $1,400 is 50 cars. So that tells us we've got to be flipping about one car a week, and that's so now we're getting down to something we can actually measure. We're not there yet. So you need to be turning 50 cars a year, one car per week, and that means you need to be buying at least one per week. And I say at least because later on we're going to get into the fact that, you know, there's going to be some throwaways. But that's something to start with. We need to be buying one car a week. And if we can net out $1,400, we're right on the money. With 50 cars, we know we can do that. And that is a doable thing, by the way. Just to jump ahead and say, yeah, that's accomplishable. $3,500 to $5,000 cars could net you $1,400 on average, if you do it right. You got to do it right, though. And we'll talk more about that in probably later episodes. There's going to be a lot of things about how to do things right. The next thing you need to break down is all that goes into the process of accomplishing that one vehicle per week average that we're talking about. And once you do that, once you figure out what that is, and I mean that, you're going to have to break this down into all the tasks that are involved. Everything from the scheduling the time to go look at vehicles or go to auctions, the even your bank time. Make sure that you've got the money available to make the purchases, getting the vehicles and analyzing the vehicles, doing the repair on the vehicles, doing the cleanup. Whether or not you are the one doing it, it has to be done. It has to be scheduled, and you have to know when that will be accomplished. These are all measurable. These are all tasks that you can do, and you just have to break them all down, and this turns your big goal, you know, into a manageable assignment. And what a manageable assignment? Another way to say that is it's achievable, and that's our A in SMART. So we've gotten to the middle of the word here. And as long as everything that we're talking about here is doable, then it is achievable. But you got to be honest with yourself. I mean, if doing a car a week is doable for you, if all the tasks that go into doing a car a week is achievable, awesome. But if you're trying to work a full-time job, that's what I call a job, and you've got a family, and maybe you're taking care of an ailing mother, and your time is just locked up, the idea of buying and fixing and flipping one car successfully every week is probably not likely achievable. So be careful not to set yourself up for failure. You know, recognize your own limitations. Now, I'm not saying to poo-poo your potential success and say, I can't do it. Can't is a horrible word. Won't is often the word that people should use instead of can't. But if the situation is such, like I just described, that you've got other priorities that are in place that would block you from achieving that activity goal, well, perhaps you need to change the market that you're going to go into, or you just need to be more realistic and realize that it's going to take a little longer for you to get to that ultimate goal that we've talked about. And if you're realistic and you don't set yourself up for fail, you will accomplish this. You know, it's just as simple as that, really. But please do this. Believe in yourself. Really. You should spend time thinking about all you can do. And then we'll talk later about building teams and getting support to help drive this train. But believe in yourself. Believe that you can do it, because you can. You can do more than you think. And once you get momentum is a tremendous thing. You've watched football games, I'm sure. At least I know I've watched a lot of football games. And momentum can change a game. You know, you think these guys are going to lose, and boom, all of a sudden, momentum turns the whole thing around, and it can happen for you. So once you get that ball rolling, it just seems to build upon itself. So believe in yourself, and then get this thing going, and you're going to see that momentum is your ally, and you'll get to that goal. You really, really can do it. But as long as you follow this path and make sure that you're not shooting at the big target all the time without breaking it down into manageable, achievable steps. And let's take one more break here, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to wrap this subject up. And I'm going to talk a little bit about, well, you'll hear what I talk about. Hang on just for a second. Thanks. I want to do a quick thank you to our sponsor, Jordan Cigar. If you're a cigar smoker, you're going to love Jordan Cigars. They make some of the finest hand-rolled Cuban seed cigars that I've ever tasted, and also tremendous, beautiful furniture quality humidors to protect your investment. Go to jordancigar.com, JordanCigar.com. And until February 14th, they're going to give you 25% off when you mention Flipping Genius. JordanCigar.com. Now, for all this to work, it needs to be your want to. You know, it's got to be your interest. Your driving passion, in other words, the relevant. It's got to be relevant to your roles and goals, what you want to do. That $70,000 that we've talked about shouldn't just be $70,000. I mean, not that $70,000 isn't an exciting number, but you should attach something to that in your mind, even if it's not the whole thing. Maybe you need $450,000 and $70,000 is just the first step towards it. That's fine too. But what I'm talking about is what does that $70,000 mean to you? Does it mean a new boat, maybe? Does it mean the ability to pay off your house, pay off student loans, or does it mean freedom? I mean, frankly, that's always been my want to. I wanted to be free from that J-O-B that we've talked about. I wanted to be free to do what I want to do. And it's crazy. You know, sometimes a guy like me might work harder for himself than he would working for the man. But, you know, I'm doing what I want to do and I'm enjoying it. And that is really, you know, a big deal to me. And maybe you're the same way, maybe you're not, but whatever way you are, you know how you are. And make these goals relevant to how you are and to what your want to is. You know, just figure it out. Figure out who you are and set your goal so it's relevant to you. And that brings us to the time-bound part of SMART. And I guess we've already identified that. You know, we've talked about working towards a one-year goal or you know, maybe you've got a six-month goal, breaking that goal down into elements that are more manageable, more trackable. You know, I've talked about a weekly goal, but I track daily. I track everything daily. And I say, you know, track that thing like a bloodhound, man. I personally use a clipboard and I use my own tracking sheets. I've got my own system. Some people might think it's crazy, but it's worked for me for years. I continue to develop it. It's what I like to do. It'll It'll be in my book. When the book comes out, it'll be in the workbooks when they come out. And you can use my system. You can adapt that system. You could use an app on your phone. You could use an app that's on your tablet or your laptop or your desktop. There's zillions of ways to do it. Just do it, you know. Just make sure that you stay on top of these numbers so you know what you're trying to accomplish and if you're there. And keep yourself on track. Get off track, get back on track. If you get ahead, stay ahead, you know. But that's the big thing is knowing where you're at, where you're going is part of it being a time-bound goal so that you know how to track that. Now, I apologize if I'm telling you something you've heard before. But the fact is, like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And this is the best information that I've heard. And it's what I've used over and over and over again through businesses, through all different types of endeavors. And it gets you to where you want to go. So I guess what I'm saying is, you do you. You know, be who you are. And be where your feet are. I heard that from my Wisconsin Badgers this year. And that's a great one. Know where you're at and know where you want to be. But you've got to know those two things. You've got to be realistic with yourself. And if you are, you can become a flipping genius. You can. You can. I know you can. So take some time over the next couple days to figure out what it is you want to accomplish and write it down. Write it down in these terms. And if you like, share it with me. Got a new email address just for the podcast. Send it to flippingquestions@gmail.com. That's flippingquestions@gmail.com. We're getting a lot of cool stuff set up. We're going to have a YouTube channel. The website is being set up, so we'll be able to obtain all of the podcasts at one spot, so you can go back and listen to them over again. Refer your friends. That's coming. We've got a lot of good stuff in the works. But so if you have questions, please send them to me. flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll either answer them in person. I might answer them on a future podcast, but I will definitely answer them. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening to Flipping Genius. I'm looking forward to the future and hearing success stories coming from everybody. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. If you haven't told everybody you know yet, please tell them all. Share our podcast on Facebook. Tell them you can see it on Spotify. We're trying to get on every format that you can listen to podcasts on. Download our podcasts. Save them, re-listen to them, and keep your eyes open. We've got more coming your way soon. Thanks so much for being a listener. Let's all figure this out. Let's all become flipping geniuses. My dad used to say, "Why reinvent the wheel?" He meant, if it's done right, there's no reason to redo it. And that was my first thought when I saw Jeremy Fisher's digital video training course and text, 3-Hour Flip and 3-Hour Flip Academy. Jeremy Fisher is a longtime successful car flipper and a tremendous communicator with over 2 million downloads of his materials online already. In 3-Hour Car Flip Academy, Jeremy walks you through car flipping from how to find deals, how to analyze deals, how to maximize your profitability, how to market and sell your vehicles, and then how to build on your success. Like I've said before, Jeremy Fisher has built his course right. So why reinvent the wheel? When Jeremy visited with me on episode 42 of Flipping Genius, he agreed to allow our listeners to get lifetime access to his digital training, 3-Hour Flip Academy, with a copy of the 3-Hour Flip e-text for just $49. That's a one-time fee of less than $50. Frankly, you ought to make 10 times that amount from your very first flip. Go to our website to get this special deal. Visit www.flippinggenius.com with one G, Flippin' Genius,
and click on the Resources tab at the top of the page. Then click on the More Great Stuff tab on our Resources page, and it'll take you to Jeremy's $49 deal. Now, if that's more clicks than you want to make, or if you have a question, just send an email to me at flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll get you an answer and a direct link to 3-Hour Flip Academy.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Anchor and Jordan Cigar. Anchor is the greatest place to make your podcast if you're interested in doing one. It's easy as pie. Do it on your own. And you can be live worldwide soon with Anchor. And if you know somebody that loves a good cigar, tell them to go to jordancigar.com. Better yet, hook them up for Valentine's Day. Between now and Valentine's Day, jordancigar.com will give you 25% off when you mention Flipping Genius. Thanks so much for listening, subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe now. If you haven't shared it with your friends, please share. Hey, it's okay to give away the secrets. The more the merrier. There's a lot of success out there for all of us. Let's all become Flipping Geniuses. See you next time.